thought maybe one of the first things that we could do is maybe a bit of a like an educational thing in a sense. And what I mean is, people might wonder about what is this practice that you're talking about, the soaring, because I think once people learn what it is, they'll be concerned and not upset. But the first question I think people might have is, and if you can tell us, what is this exactly?
Well, soaring is a problem that's been going on for over 50 years. It's the intentional infliction of pain to the lower limbs and hooves of certain breeds, predominantly the Tennessee walking horse breed and related breeds such as the racking horse and the spotted saddle horse. I first learned about this problem when I was a kid growing up in western New York. My family raised and showed Tennessee walking horses, and being part of the breed, we heard about the issue, but we didn't see it because it wasn't going on up there. But when I moved to Maryland in 1987, I was seeing firsthand the horrible pain that these horses were going through. It involves the application of caustic chemicals to the lower limbs of these horses, which are then wrapped with plastic wrap to drive the chemicals into the tissue of the horse's legs. The horses are then ridden with chains around their pasterns or their ankles, which strike that inflamed surface and cause even more pain. The whole purpose of this is to create so much pain that the horse wants to lift their front legs higher. They don't want to put weight down on their front legs, and they squat down behind. So when the horse moves, some people say they look like a praying mantis. They're just a really unnatural mechanical look. And the purpose for that is to win ribbons. This is the gait that the judges in this breed have been favoring for over 50 years. And the practice got so bad back in the 1960s that the federal government, the Congress, passed a law known as the Horse Protection Act with the idea of trying to end this practice.
Is this also perhaps one of those things where people got so caught up in something that they think of it as, well, this is good for our our business or what we do, and that's why we do it, without really much of a regard to the fact that they're making animals suffer, and take a moment and realize that obviously some things are more important than business, right?
Yes, absolutely. The perpetrators of this practice are ego-driven. They like winning, and they do this to win at any cost. And sometime a long time ago, the people that are practicing soaring and lost touch with the animals that they were working with. They became commodities. They became tools to make a living and to provide entertainment, and they lost touch with the fact that these are living, sentient beings that feel pain, and the abuse just became part of the norm of training these horses for these competitions.
All right, most importantly, what I'd like to know is, what can people do about this, especially if they have concerns? And are there, some things already being done about this, some reforms being introduced, et cetera?
Well, the Horse Protection Act has loopholes in it that the violators in the industry have managed to slip through for all of these years. There is currently a bill pending before Congress known as the Prevent All Soaring Tactics, or PAST Act, and it has huge horse industry support, veterinary community support, animal welfare organizations, as well as law enforcement, and a majority of the members of both the House of Representatives and the Senate in the Congress. This bill has been introduced in the current and the past Congress and has, just as I said, had huge support. Unfortunately, there are some lawmakers in Congress that are in a position to block the bill from getting a vote, which is what they've done successfully thus far, but we're going to keep pushing until we get a vote on this bill, because we know when we do, it'll pass. In the meantime, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which is the agency that is charged with enforcement of the current law, has the ability through its own regulations to close some of those loopholes and help to end this practice once and for all. So back in July, they proposed a rule that would amend the current Horse Protection Act regulations that would close those loopholes. They would eliminate the devices, the chains and other devices that are used as part of the soaring process, as well as get rid of the industry self-policing scheme that has been a total failure, and replace it with a system of USDA-trained and licensed inspectors who would be held accountable, and if they didn't do a good job, the USDA could pull their licenses. The comment period, the public comment period for this rule ends on October 26th, so it's very timely that we're talking right now. Your listeners can help us by going to the humanesociety.org website and the page is humanesociety.org/HPARULE, that's HPA rule, and submitting a comment to the USDA. The text is already there. You can modify it, add to it, but it's very easy to make a comment by going to that web page and just clicking send, putting in your information and clicking and send. So we really encourage your listeners to please help us bring this to an end by submitting a comment to USDA saying that they want this rule to be implemented as quickly as possible.
All right. Sounds great. Keith, I appreciate very much getting a chance to, you know, to talk with you, and we will keep an eye on this and see where this story goes, and appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me on, Kevin.
Great. Hey, take care. Bye now.